This is Tony Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao Editorial. Lockdown for testing has its value. The government's first neighborhood lockdown measure for mandatory testing has drawn to an end. It has met with mixed responses from different sides. While some say it troubled people, wasted resources, and was of poor cost effectiveness, there are also experts who maintain that locking down a district for compulsory testing is necessary and worth it. As residents and businesses inside a cordoned off zone were affected seriously, grumbles and complaints were unavoidable. It was also inevitable that there was room for improvement as the government tried its hand at a new action. Overall, the government's handling of the lockdown can be considered as passive. The mandatory testing was completed within 2 days without much chaos. As to whether the effectiveness was high or low, it is not appropriate to consider the question simply by referring to the single figure of the test positivity rate. One should also bear in mind that an apple cannot be directly compared to an orange. In the battle against the pandemic, measures should be taken in line with the actual circumstances of the matter. All depends on the development of the outbreak and the battleground environment on the spot. There is not a panacea that works in all situations or a necessity to rule out any options flatly. Locking down a neighborhood for mandatory testing is a valuable option that should not be seen through politically colored glasses. The authorities should take their lessons from the lockdown and formulate a set of reasonable and objective criteria for future reference regarding when to conduct compulsory testing and when to impose a lockdown.